It clicked when she would go around running through the whole town talking to him once again.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
All right. And excuse me, microphone testing, microphones on, folks. You're in the wine cellar. I guess you could call this general interest. We are generally interested in such things. There's an outlet called arctictoday.com. And this is a little creepy here. So the title that they have up here is Winter Storms Are Speeding Up the Loss of Arctic Sea Ice. All right, this is bugged out. I mean, just think about that title. Winter storms are speeding up the loss of Arctic sea ice. Let's take a look here. So the Arctic sea ice is already disappearing rapidly. All right, and that's something you may have seen, you may have noticed if you've been following the wine cellar as of recent. I've been getting more into climate change and paying attention to the water out there in Flint as usual for some time now, ever since Jim Hightower broke the story. And then when it became politically convenient for Democrats, Rachel Maddow proceeded to cover it as well. And then Rachel Maddow got credit for it when it was actually the Hightower lowdown that broke the story. All right, but the Arctic sea ice is already disappearing rapidly, but our research shows winter storms are now further accelerating sea ice loss. Ooh. Folks, I work a lot of shifts. I yawn. I'm sleepy. So the research is based on data gathered during the expedition on a small Norwegian research vessel called the Lance, that was left to drift in the Arctic sea ice for 5 months in 2015. So, you know, so this is like an actual study where they go over years. They gather a lot of data. The expedition was intense and felt more like going to the moon than going on a typical research cruise. What took us by surprise were the many winter storms that battered the ice and our ship and ice camp. It has taken us years to collate these data, but we now know the winter storms play a key role in the fate of Arctic sea ice, particularly in the Atlantic sector of the Arctic. All right. And so what I would just predict from that, from following this shit so hard myself. No, I'm not a sciencer. All right. I'm a nigga with a microphone. Know that. Keep that in mind when you hear me predict some shit. They said particularly in the Arctic. And so, of course, the ice is going to melt down. The ice goes into the water. Yes, the water sea level is going to rise, but that water is going to be colder because ice is melting into it. And when the polar vortex that happens anyway is going to happen, and as we see more frequently every 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, right, the more often polar vortex, that happens anyway, but the jet stream that comes down the East Coast is going to get blasted harder than we've seen previously in the last two polar vortexes. I'm sure the Midwest is going to get some action, but the East Coast is going to catch it. And if there is precipitation when it happens, don't be surprised if Florida catches an inch or so of snow. And it's probably going to look like when, what was it, Atlanta, Georgia? Somewhere out there in Georgia caught some snow. Hey. And the city just shut the fuck down. But yeah, man. houseless people, there's gonna be some fucking really fast action freezing to death out there, and capitalism keeping people houseless on purpose. And those folks, it's gonna be some seriously bad news coming down. And it's October right now, so over the next 4 months, we may get a chance to see this. So hold me to that prediction, folks. Do not let me forget about that. All right. And we're going to put some more information of this up and make it available for you on wineCellarMedia.com. We will have links. We will have text so that folks can access this information. We really want you to look at this stuff. We're looking at it. We're talking about it. And hopefully it spreads and more folks know. And it can go beyond Democrats fawning over a teenager with no power. All right, folks like Fiz Kaleeder works for SWAP, so when she goes down to Congress, she's advocating for sex workers' rights. That's her job / activism. But there are climate activists, and they need to be going down to Congress, and they, you know, like they need to be lobbying. You know, fuck it. Start. Go to your city council if you can. Try to reach them. I know when I'm not doing overtime as much anymore for the household, and if Phoenix Kaleeder gets this promotion at SWAP, I'll damn sure be down at my fucking city council running my damn mouth. All right. And the corporations, that's the only way we can get through them is legislatively. And maybe judicially, but the judiciary is wrapped up pretty tight. Mitch McConnell made damn sure of that. All right. And the Democrats made damn sure of that as well by pushing Hillary Clinton and now pushing Biden and Warren. You know, the Democrats made damn sure they would lose the judiciary on purpose. All right. Let's move it forward. WineCellarMedia.com, folks. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Help me get out this goddamn job. My back hurts.
William said he won't attend my wedding unless I crip walk into my reception.
We might as well hop out the pulpit and let the choir preach it. Your argument would have teeth if you would quit biting Phoenix. Try to be Finn, we can leave them slayed. Three languages, English, tea, and shade. Wine cellar to the bone gristle. We throw missiles on the warpath to make his soul sizzle. And I attack him with the fat flow. I make it dance like Hillary to get the black vote. I'm a super predator about the heel top, so I ain't paying attention until she does the crip walk. She can study it on Lokestapedia. For now, I gotta deal with the social media. Different day, but the same turd. Corny motherfuckers wanna drag a nigga like James Byrd. With your clickbait schemes and plans. With niggas like you, who needs the Klan?
Something about you is seeming fake.
I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade.
Coming at me with your weak brigade.
I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade.
And I don't care what your people say.
I speak three languages, English, all right, tea, folks. And shade.
And I'm taking a look more and more. Like I said previously, we watched the Flint water, attack. The Flint water attack on, if I remember right, like over 8,000 children, predominantly black, brain damaged forever. Recent information up is that there's a mad increase of special needs students in the schools now. And it's ridiculous. Like they don't have the staff for it. And quite frankly, when I see shit like that, I'm like, yo, white supremacy and capitalism don't make much in the way of mistakes. You know, this shit was on purpose. This was a fucking attack. And we are in the results. All right, but over here on Patch.com, Newark, New Jersey. All right, they have a headline here. Newark water crisis. City takes big step to solve own problems. Okay. All right, let's see what's going on here. It's a bold headline. That's a bold headline. So, Newark, New Jersey. An amended lease agreement with the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey will raise $155 million to help Newark fight its water woes, city officials announced. See, you shouldn't even have to fucking raise shit. What if billionaires just didn't exist? That would just be there or just fucking punch one in the face and take. I fucking swear to fuck, man. We have to raise $155 million. And like, I just remember growing up being a teenager and looking in a magazine and hip hop mogul Master P is now worth $300 million. What's one human being have $300 million of what can get you a sandwich, right? If there's a 79-cent bottle of water, why should one human being have access to just take up 100 million, 300 million, a billion, 400 billion, 12-ounce, 16-ounce bottles of water? What the fuck is that? Nestle, water shouldn't be a right. You shitting me? White supremacy and capitalism is the problem. All right, so, and keep in mind, white supremacy needs capitalism. Capitalism is the bigger problem. I know class privilege niggas do not want to hear that. Go, Elizabeth Warren. Go fuck yourself. So, they're going to raise $155 million to help Newark fight its water woes. On Tuesday, Mayor Ross Baraka, all right, and I remember, thinking Ross Baraka was an interesting cat. This was years ago. I didn't even think Ross Baraka was going to win. But now Ross Baraka's the mayor. He seemed pretty hardcore lefty. And see how he's holding up. I know Glenn Ford is definitely more in tune. I think Glenn Ford is actually out there in New Jersey. I'd want to see what he thinks of Ross Baraka's performance so far. And it's also considering how far Ross Baraka is allowed to go. Like, can Ross Baraka be as hardcore as he campaigned? I don't know. Right now, he doesn't look like much to me. On Tuesday, Mayor Ross Baraka hosted a press conference at the City Hall to release details about a reworked deal with the Port Authority, which maintains several transportation facilities in the Brick City, including Newark Liberty International Airport and Port of Newark. The Port Authority officials have agreed to give Newark an extra $5 million annually for the duration of the lease, which will run for 30 years. Newark already receives $110 million per year from the agency, CBS New York reported. Newark would also get $5 million upfront payment as part of the reworked lease agreement, Baraka said. He told CBS that city officials plan to, quote, use as much of it as we can, if not all, end quote, of the new funds for debt service towards a $120 million loan that Essex County recently helped to secure. The loan is, turbocharging the city's efforts to replace about 18,000 privately owned lead service lines, the main suspected culprit behind the contamination. Privately owned? Why does one person, again, like, so you can't say that person owns the water? Why is one person an owner of how the water gets to the people? Because if they own it, that's their property. Why do they get to have that? That's weird to me. Further quote from Mayor Ross Baraka. We have been in talks with the Port Authority over our lease agreement, and clearly this money comes at a fortuitous time for us, Ross Baraka stated. The mayor said officials will also be able to add the new funds to the municipal budget to support city services or make some capital improvements. Further quoting, I've always said the ports and airport are assets for the city that we could better utilize. This money is another example of this city using its own resources to solve our own problems. So really, again, I can hear myself talking as we go over this, and I will link this up for you folks so you can get the full article and embedded tweets, which are just parts of articles now, but the fucking, yeah, I have more of a critique for these white supremacist capitalist systems more so than for Ross Barocker himself. I get it, nigga. Work within the motherfucking system. God damn. How's that working out? Right? Every time you critique motherfuckers in power, some old mark-ass fucking bootlicker has to come up and be like, why don't you run for office, your that gum self? Run in and change things from the inside, young feller. Come on. And it's like, well, how's that been working out for Bernie Sanders? How'd that work out for Nina Turner? How's that working out for Ross Barocker? Maybe Obama did want to close Guantanamo Bay. How'd that work out? Trump was Stiltskin. He ran as the at least scale back on war. You know, he didn't run on no Lindsey Graham shit. Donald Trump ran as that shit. And then what happened? What, like, what was it? On Inauguration Day or like 3 days later, some shit, the Pentagon just went and droned up some more shit. Because the Pentagon is as the Pentagon does. Do what the fuck they want. Blast that ass. They don't give a fuck. America's drive-by nation, nigga. Blam, blam. This is very responsible commentary. Thank you for tuning into the Wine Cellar. Fucking, yeah, Jesus Christ. You gotta do something other than bad news. Or is it all bad news? Or is it just real? Maybe it's just real. Remember, a drag queen running for a New York City Council. That's dope. All right, you can find that on winecellarmedia.com. You don't have to scroll too far to find that story. I think it's good.
Fact of Politics, tonight, as you may know, I've been critical of the singer Beyoncé for putting out music and videos that are libertine in tone. For adults, it doesn't matter. That stuff happens all the time. But for young girls, especially those who do not have parental supervision, what Beyoncé does could have a negative influence. We pointed that out. We also pointed out Beyoncé, along with her husband rapper Jay-Z, is worth close to $1 billion, with a B, dollars. So she doesn't have to put out stuff like this.
First off, I give an honor to Leslie Mack, an inspiration for making it extra black. And if a clown roll up and want to play with me, jump on the mic and kick a rhyme with Deja B. An amazing MC is what I claim to be, and I back the words up when I slay the beat. Blackwash with LQ and that whole crew, they laid the brigade that you can't roll through. I'm a black man with a tortured soul, with a bald and receding of a gorgeous throne. But I talk to my homeboys about street harassment, I won't ignore misogyny or expose. Niggas wanna see what's cracking, I bring pain, like a Macklemore beat down by Ving Rhames. Straight nigga when I'm up in the place, it's true. Ted Cruz has a punchable face. The Oscar's so white, but the music is black. Adele can barely tell what to do with the track. Hello? It's me again. You can wait to exhale, then breathe again. I can go hard on whack foolish punks and still make time for a black future month. I see homophobes on Jaden Smith, and you can let that whack shit.
Folks, so on the sex workers' rights front of things, we've looked before at Seattle attacking, harming sex workers, King County, you know, systemically harming sex workers as capitalism and misogyny and patriarchy tend to do. And throw in a wee bit of white supremacy on top of that, love. Oh, spot on accentuation, William. Oh my God, awesome. there's these folks over here, independent journalism at crosscut.com. And they have a headline here. With alternatives stretched and neighbors angry, Seattle police return to arresting sex workers. Hey! The subheading on crosscut.com here. Article by David what the hell is that? David Crowman, K-R-O-M-A-N. Subheading, since 2012, Seattle has followed the Nordic model of arresting sex buyers over workers starting last summer, and now that's on hold. Let's take a look here. So they're back on Aurora Avenue in North Seattle. So while the city has publicly and proudly pursued the demand side of the sex trade, motherfuckers, those purchasing sex, the city attorney's office and the Seattle Police Department since 2012 have mostly shied away from booking the sex workers themselves, directing them instead to services. Hey, don't do what's, you know, paying your bills or handling what business you need to be handled at the time. Come take these services. Nigga, if they're doing sex work, you know that word work, they're probably doing it for money. You know that stuff, money, that capitalism requires to have, you know, possess in exchange for other goods and services like food, housing, electricity. So give them money. If you don't have what they were charging the client and or more, leave them the fuck alone, fucking scumbags. Let's take a look here, though. I'll tell you what, we're in the wine cellar, son. The city attorney's office and the Seattle Police Department since 2012, they shied away from booking sex workers themselves, diverting them instead to services. Despite some criticism, the city has stood by the approach known as the Nordic model as a progressive alternative to the old way of addressing prostitution. But in the face of a sharp spike in the amount of street-based sex work, service providers exceeding their capacity and intense pressure from North Seattle residents and businesses, and North Seattle is bourgeois, class privilege, grody. Yeah, I've been through North Seattle selling CDs and running through like hip-hop events and shit up there. Yeah, North Seattle is, they're fancy. Way too fancy for prostitution. And so the service providers, what services? Exceeding their capacity and intense pressure from North Seattle residents and businesses, the Seattle Police Department began moving away from the Nordic model last July, and at least temporarily. All right, now here's a quote from the fucking pig, Captain Mike Edwards of the Seattle Pig Department High Risk Victims Unit. Victims of you, nigga. Quote from the pig. We've had to look at this differently than what our approach has been traditionally in the last few years, which has been a victim-first, trauma-informed type of approach, end quote. If a sex worker says they've been traumatized by a client, listen to that sex worker speak. I would guess that most likely they've been traumatized by the systems laid out before in every fucking episode of this program. We're approaching 1,000. I'm pretty sure people that tune in regularly know what the fuck we're mad at. Continuing. Since July, the Seattle Pig Department has made about 120 arrests via sting operations, said Mike Edwards. While some of those arrests are Johns buying sex, the large majority are mostly women workers selling it. Most of those arrests are not being charged by the city attorney's office and serve only to temporarily remove the women from the area for several days or weeks. Hey, throw them in a cage where there's probably a male guard, because again, men are just allowed to be in women's prisons and jails as employees because men are so trustworthy behind closed doors with women. Yeah, so take them away from those awful Johns and that horrible money and put them in this cage with Carl. All right, continuing. Most of those arrests are not being charged by the city's attorney, and take them away for several days or weeks. Captain Pig Mike Edwards said it's either that or do nothing. We'll make the arrest. We'll file the bookings. That's not a solution in and of itself. For us, it's really back to that piece of almost the community caretaking approach. Nigga. How about you, in some sort of mafia style, if you will. Nah, but like, really, fucking get rid of the billionaires. Redistribute that fucking ill-gotten gain. And take care of a motherfucker with money that has to exist. I hope I'm not blowing my decibels while recording this. I have not been looking at my decibels. And I'm on Phoenix Kalita's microphone, so this one is not even engineered to my voice. But we're both pretty squealy, so it might work out. The recording should be good. Now, so he says it's not a solution itself. They need a caretaking approach to at least get them out of the environment, albeit for a short period of time. Hey, take away their source of income and put them in a cage with Carl for a short, you know, period of time so we can get back to the real caretaking. Fucking vague language, motherfuckers. Continuing. Coming off of crosscut.com independent journal fine. And we will link this up so folks can check this out. Share it with your best good friend. The decision to change the department's approach came from the top command staff and was in response to a number of things, said Edwards. Here we go. For one, the amount of sex work on Aurora has increased dramatically. Really? Hold on. So after... Hold on. You know what? Here, let me let the paragraph breathe before I run my fucking mouth. Okay, so... For one, the amount of sex work on Aurora has increased dramatically, according to the police and outreach workers. Edwards said a lot of that was driven by the federal Kamala Harris shutdown of Backpage, a website where sex workers and buyers once connected. Municipalities across the country have reported increases in street prostitution after the website's closure. Get the fuck out of here. Really? Really? I don't fucking believe it. Can you fucking believe it? I can't fucking believe it. How are we supposed to fucking believe it? That's amazing. Officers, pigs, also have noticed an uptick in people coming from California to work in Seattle. That I don't know about. I should ask Phoenix Kalita about that. She tends to be knowledgeable of this, that, and the other. And after I ask her about that, she'll probably kick that game down on an episode of Swapcast, which is a separate podcast. You can search it in iTunes or Stitcher. Search for Swapcast, subscribe it, drop a 5-star review. All right, and while you're at it, drop a 5-star review for Wine Cellar, the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, eh? All right. Let me go ahead and cut it, mix it, upload it, and give it to ya. To ya. All right? And remember, folks, get me out of this goddamn job. My back hurts. I'm sleeping with one of those heat pad things. It's from the Walgreens. And you could turn up the heat. It has 3 settings, low, medium, and high heat. In my last bit of rest, I put on the high heat. And I don't know how well that's working. I'll have to just see after like days and weeks of using that. And I think I may start like laying down in hot baths and, you know, to wash off and then get up and just shower off the bath water, you know, for 2 minutes or so. You know, I guess maybe heat will help with some of this back pain. I've got to get back into doing that stretch where, like, I lay down on my back up against the wall and put my legs up against the wall, you know. But, yeah, the back pain is wicked. I got to get to this podcast shit full time. Yeah, like, I swear to fuck, man, it would be a hard hit on the household if I quit the job. Like, because we have the next goal is if the podcast can hit on 1,500 a month. It would be for me to stop doing overtime, but I just got to get the fuck out of the damn job. The blue collar work my entire adulthood, and this job even more so, has really damaged my body. And I think I went on a particular production line for 8 consecutive days. And, you know, this was over a fortnight ago. And that production line gave me this back pain. And it is fucking ridiculous. This shit super duper extra mega hurts. Like, I'm sitting down in this chair podcasting. It's probably going to take me, like, maybe, like, 12 to 17 seconds to stand up when I do get up from this chair. And that seems, that's not a lot of seconds, but, like, for me to stand up, that's a long time. And it's because it just hurts so goddamn bad. I mean, once I'm up and walking, I feel the pain, but I can move around a bit. But then, like say I go to bend down to pick something up that I dropped because I'm a clumsy person, like, I can't bend down the same anymore. Like, I typically now get all the way down on one or both knees and then pick it up, and then I stand back up slowly because it just fucking hurts, man. All right. Yeah, get me the fuck up out this shit. I'm gonna start trying to use the reach that we have on the social dissonance page. Yeah, I've noticed that I made sure I did my reading up on it. And we still don't make enough on Patreon that we have to pay the government taxes. But I think I'm going to start doing that anyway, because I want to start doing this podcast and YouTube shit way harder now, because I got to get the fuck out of this job. So yeah, I'm going to do that reach. I'm going to take some Wine Cellar Media Fund and, going into this winter, start boosting posts for podcast content. I want to boost them shits and, you know, like, pay the Facebook $30 to boost a post from Social Dissonance and, you know, see what happens. Try to get this content out there, get the revenue in, and get the fuck out of this blue collar work. And you know what? And you know what comes after that? Because podcasting, it doesn't take that long to do. The reading and shit does. The searching for articles and, you know, mainstream and independent journalism does. The analyzing shit that I disagree with, and finding out how I'm going to cover and pulling clips, that takes some time. But there will be time left over that I can, you know, put my feet down on the block and get into some fucking activism local out here. All right. But yeah, all right, let's get the fuck out of here, yo. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. You can subscribe at Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please, motherfuckers, be as safe as possible wherever you are.
William Jackson calls me the N-word in front of my mother.
That's right.
I creep under the shadow, the foggiest mist, and leap up into battle. The plot is intense. I leave a nigga rattled, it's hostile and tense. So please don't be baffled at how I mob up in this. Now I present masculine as he when y'all see him. A man, but don't confuse me with Paul either.
They call themselves MGTOW, and I know what you gon' say, but it's a simple fact that you're not going your own way.
You go with traffic on a road built by the state. A libertarian with Uncle Sam's license plate. You're not carving a new path, you walk on a line. You go with the green light and stop at the red sign. Rugged individual is what they claim as they seize. Spaghetti arm, soft skin, gamergate dweeb. Internet neocon 4chan troll. Delete and block on the spot is where your spam goes. Y'all can straw man of your dishonest shows, but we'll troll you right back by making comments close. Black petty jack, I do it straight out of spite, cause I like to see you whine about how they're taking our rights. SJWs delete what I speak. Political correctness is keeping us weak. They wanna take my fun and my freedom of speech. Ain't nobody trying to hurt you, little legion of geeks. We got issues to cover, black bodies in the street. Native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. We'll start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers, let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I seek. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that tried to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off the plate, now there's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent it straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street.
chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muzzle up and hold the noise in, but fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence, burn the corporation down to chop the owner to bits, stop the production, cause disruption, convince the consumer it's a flawed consumption. Poking holes in the culture would be hard to stand, to stop making garbage upon demand.
Supply side on a global scale, the holy grail.
Ecological economics was supposed to fail, but I just digress from the bottom to bliss. Let me get back under the shadows of the foggiest mist.
Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice. Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice.